I was wrong about Kong. I was wrong to disbelieve Owen Kennedy when he said it was the most beautiful village in Ireland, in his opinion. I was wrong to think he was exaggerating wildly. Listen to the river. It runs through the centre of Cong. Well, there is no centre. It isn't. It runs around one side of Cong. Actually, I'm standing, and this is even better than I expected, by accident. I'm standing on the line. The dividing line between Galway. My left leg is in Galway, my right leg is in Mayo. My left leg is in Mayo and my right leg is in Galway. Yeah. And I've found myself by accident standing on this bridge, little bridge. In case you're wondering, they do have cars through here. There are no jaunting carts. And I've come away from the heady atmosphere of Ryan's Pub, where the post congregation relaxation satisfaction celebration is taking place. In other words, there are a lot of people staying here for the night. And I've come and had to walk around the a block in the village, if you like, and I've come to the Quiet Man Museum. Quiet Man gift shop. It's a thatched cottage. It's an information point. There are guided tours of film locations, accommodation booking centres, and the Ring of Connemara. I've heard of the Ring of Kerry. I've never heard of the Ring of Connemara. I come around the back of the house, not knowing what I really find here. Hard to see. It's all dark. There's a dark sky, but it looks to me as if there's cloud overhead, because I can't see a single star. The side of the house has private no entry. I don't know if this is a public or private. In fact, next to the river, I'm going to just take you over here for a second. It says, a stolen ring boy, a stolen life. Ringboys.ie. A stolen ring boy, a stolen life. Now, this is a very good message, which is steal this ring boy and then somebody falls in the river and basically they drown, and they drown because there was no boy to throw to them. The thatched cottage, on the other hand, is whitewashed and it looks as if the thatch is in reasonably good condition, although I can't see very well in this faded light or gun light. This is called Circular Road. And I walk here to the map. Here I have a kind of large-scale map of the... Oh, I see. This shows me Cong. It shows me the accommodation. It lists various accommodations. It lists food and drink. It lists crafts. It lists tourist attractions. It lists public and emergency services. Taxi service. Good God, a taxi service out here. Business services. Activities. Like, for example, Lake Cruises Passenger Ferry. David O'Loughlin. Bike hire and bike shop. River kayaking. Mobile. Frank Costello. Boat hire. Fishing. John Fahey. Cong Angling Centre. Falconry. There you are, falconry. All those of you who are, closet falconers. Ashford Equestrian Centre. Cong Mini Golf. Quiet Man Museum and guided tours of the Quiet Man film locations. Okay. I'm walking around here. There are cars going around. I finally found a signal. It is such a special place that it prevents you from being distracted by trying to communicate with the wider world by having no signal. And I've come here now to a wishing well. Cong Community Centre Building Fund. Make a wish and help our dream come through. True. And I think this means I throw money in there, I think. Thanks for wishing well, so I'm going to drop the princely sum of €2 into the water. Make a wish. Well, help make our dream come true. Well, what do I wish for? Give me just a minute to think while I walk down to the waters of the river. I touch the waters of the river with my right hand without falling in. I say this because I've been locked in conversation. There it is. Oh, you know, it's bloody frozen, but I have drunk the water. To be truthful, this has got to be, and I was wrong, as I said before about Cong, this has to be one of the prettiest places I've ever been to in Ireland. I take back everything I said. As I walk past here quickly, I see Sheer Bliss Beauty, and that's something to do with a beauty salon of some sort. It says it's now open in every street. There are public toilets, my God. I mean, the place has been well done. There's an Afton Arts and Craft Gallery, Jenny's Coffee Shop and Home Bakery. That was a place where we held a thing called a huddle today. Country tea rooms. Then the next place I come to here is the Hungry Monk Cafe. This place does Americano, latte, cappuccino, mocha, espresso, teas, cold drinks, hot chocolate, homemade soups, salads, panini, baguettes, scones and cakes. The houses are very well appointed. Some of them here are pebble dashed, there's another thing we lost, the Cong Festival Office. Now, this is the courthouse in 1853. The courthouse in Cong was built in 1853. This place has had serious money spent on it. Okay, 2013. What they had was children's activities, 50s style dress, encouraged throughout the weekend. This is all to do with the Quiet Man. Music in all night, in all bars nightly, and the Irish Fiddler cocktail running throughout the night. I can tell you something, that this ran on the 4th of October. One part of it was called the Gathering at Innisfree. That was Friday evening. Saturday, I'm not going to go through them all, it's just too interesting. Sunday, the 6th of October, is called Ladies' Bonnet Day. Live concert? No, it's too... And they have the Innisfree Ball at 6:30, followed by a four-course dinner. A reception, followed by a four-course dinner in the Harbour Ballroom overlooking Lisslochree Harbour. See, this is too interesting a place. Hold on, hang on a second. We got music by the Wild Colonial Boys. I mean, here I am. I haven't been hired by the local tourist office here. I am literally a passing tourist. I'm looking to see what I've got here. It was nominated for the Palme d'Or. This French film was a popular vehicle for its stellar east. And Taxi Mauve, Purple Taxi, film 1977, director Stuart Thor, Yves Boisset. The actors were Charlotte Rampling, Peter Ustinov, and Fred Astaire. Don't tell me it was shot here. It might well have been shot in Cong. In Cong there are places to visit, and I'll just call them out to you. The Cross of Cong, the Dry Canal, the Cong Caves, the Royal Augustinian Abbey of Cong, Ashford Castle, The Quiet Man Lives On, The Quiet Cottage Museum, Captain Boycott. Hang on a second. Captain Boycott lived in Lochmask House, about 3 miles north of Cong. In 1880, Captain Boycott retired as a captain with the English Army. He acted as the agent and for Lord Erne on his estates, blabbity blabbity blah. What did he then do? Hold on, I'll give us a whole history. And I'll just quote you the end of it. However, in the midst of all the happenings during the evening, Charles Boycott upped and left, absconded Lochmask House and all in residence there, and departed the country, never to be seen again. By the way, if you see him, mind you, that was the 19th century. The Battle of Moytura, the Market Cross, Inchgoyle Island, Tommy Nevin, the Church of the Saints, Muirchis O'Neill, and St. Patrick's Church and the Stone of Lugna. Sorry, I'm not hired by anyone to do this, but I do this out of my own enthusiasm for. And actually, I'm having a really relaxing time now. I was lent the coat I have on me by Owen Kennedy, the organiser of Congregation. He lent it to me while I walked around the block looking for a signal. I mean, I couldn't live here. There's no question about that. Better go into Danner's hotel, tell them I really am here and that I really do want that bed for the night. Just bear with me 1 minute while I go in here. Tell them I'm going to be here tonight. It's empty here. Let me go in the bar. That's the next place. There's nobody in the lock. Hello. Just, I'm booked in to stay here tonight. And I just want to assure you that I'm definitely coming. I have been in Cornwall at this crazy thing going on. But I'll be back in later, no problem at all. Just to let you know, I'm Paul O'Mahony and I have a room for the night. Wales are...
They got a try there, just a second.
Are you serious? They're 26 against Australia 30 with 3 minutes left. Oh, they're a little... I mean, if it was only one penalty, they might... God, have you been watching it? What card game are you playing?
Spot.
I don't know, boss.
No, spot.
I know you have to collect sets.
Yeah.
This reminds me of another game. This has got another name, this game. Is this Rummy?
Rummy, yeah.
Same thing. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. See you later.
All right, no bother, boss.
Sorry, what time do you close the bar? Good, okay. That's great. Thanks a million. Well, there we are. That's Ireland for you. I've dealt with that issue, and now I walk back to rejoin the others. I'm walking past, I mean, there's a Sarsfield Hotel. It's back in the bar. Excuse me while I sneeze. Jeez, I think I'm going around the cold. I think this is 18, hang on a minute. Is that 13 or 18? 1350? Maybe that's when the Cross of Cong was found. I can't believe that I'm looking at a stone which was fashioned in 18. Anyway, I'll have to wait. It's a very old cross in the middle of the town. There's a house called The Quiet Man. Not quite sure whether that was the house in the film. Let me own up to the fact that I've never seen the house. I've never seen the film. I've not watched the film. And I'm back now. I'll stop recording when I go into the place here. But thanks for coming on this wee journey with me. And I'm into the Crow's Nest pub now. Bye-bye for now.